From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A senior advisor to President Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, said Sunday the White House is considering all options in an effort to bypass a federal court ruling freezing Mr. Trump's order to temporarily ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the U.S.
Right now, we are considering and pursuing all options. Those options include seeking an emergency stay at the Supreme Court, continuing the appeal with the panel, having an emergency hearing en banc, or going to the trial court in the district level. They also include the possibility of new executive actions designed to prevent terrorist infiltration of our country.
Mr. Trump said he's considering a brand new order on immigration, and it could be issued as soon as Monday or Tuesday. But Democratic Senator Ben Cardin warned new executive orders, reviving the first one, would only make the nation less safe.
It's not just my views. I've talked to leaders from around the world who tell us that it would be used as a recruitment for terrorist organizations, that it would put Americans at greater risk traveling abroad, that it adds to self-radicalization.
Meanwhile, U.S. immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally in raids across the country. A Homeland Security spokesperson said the raids targeted criminal illegals. Thousands marched in Mexico Sunday denouncing a planned U.S. border wall along the Mexican border and the illegal immigration crackdown in the U.S. The Parliament of the Breakaway Republic of Somaliland has overwhelmingly approved a deal allowing the United Arab Emirates to establish an air and naval base in the port town of Berbera. The UAE had already secured a military base in Eritrea. In return, the UAE has agreed to implement various development projects in Somaliland, including modernizing highways. This is VOA News.